Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight we are talking about the decision made today by the High Court in South Africa that declared that the decision by the Home Affairs Minister to terminate the Zimbabwe exemption permits was unlawful, unconstitutional, and invalid. The court also ordered the government to follow a fair process that complies with all relevant laws. The decision by the High Court also means South Africa cannot deport or arrest Zimbabwean permit holders until June 2024. There are over 178,000 ZEP holders in South Africa. But before we delve into the main topic of the day, let us look at what is happening in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe opposition lawmaker Job Skala was found guilty in May of obstruction of justice and is now on trial on additional charges of incitement to commit violence and disorderly conduct. But he is not alone. Rights groups say the charges against Skala are part of a wider crackdown on the opposition ahead of August 23 elections. Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare, Zimbabwe.
Even coming to court for trial, Job Skala, the Zimbabwean opposition activist, arrives alone, unlike other inmates. He is still defiant after more than a year in prison, telling VOA outside the court.
It feels that, they are continuing with their persecution of myself. I've been hardened and I'll continue to fight until justice is served.
The 51-year-old opposition politician is facing charges of inciting violence and obstruction of justice by allegedly threatening to avenge the murder of an opposition activist. But the Skala and rights groups disagree. His lawyer, Harrison Komo, explains.
Job Skala believes very strongly that this incarceration has absolutely nothing to do with the law. It is a politically motivated prosecution, which in this case it has succeeded because he's out of the 2023 contest. And obviously he awaits anything between if there is going to be a by-election or the 2028 election. But his view is very, very clear. They wanted to oust him out of the political contestation for 2023 and they have succeeded.
When asked about Skala's allegations that the charges are politically motivated, Ziyambe Ziyambe, Zimbabwe's justice minister, denies them. He says President Emmerson Mnangagwa is actually making life better for all peace-loving politicians.
Generally, the laws now allow within the limits that are required to ensure public order for people to campaign freely. I do not know anyone who has been barred from campaigning. If anything, His Excellency, whenever he addresses a public gathering, his call is, let's be peaceful in our campaign.
When Zimbabweans go to polls on August 23, Skala may only be allowed to vote if he is released on bail or is only fined for his second charge. He will certainly not be a candidate, just like another opposition politician, Jacob Ngaruvume, who is serving a 36-month sentence at the same maximum security prison as Skala. Rights groups say both men were simply exercising their freedom of expression and peaceful assembly, and that their arrests are part of a growing crackdown against opposition voices and dissent in Zimbabwe. Columbus Mavunga, for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
And now, back to the main topic. The South African High Court ruled today in Pretoria in favor of the Helen Suzman Foundation after it approached the court asking it to bar Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi and his department from arresting, deporting and detaining anyone who does not have a valid Zimbabwe exemption permit. This is what came out of the court, and the court said they have to wait for the outcome of the second part of the argument. The court ruling gives a 12-month extension period to the Zimbabwe exemption permits that were due to expire on the 30th of June, but the Minister of Home Affairs had extended the permits by 6 months period to today's judgment. But the court has nullified his decision. This will bring massive release to close than 180,000 Zimbabweans who were facing high possibilities of packing and leaving if they had not obtained alternative permits on the termination date of December 31st, 2023. Nasi tiri kukurukura neze danu ratoru wane darere High Court in Pretoria, South Africa. Ilo rapamu tongo unorambiza guru kotaro mkatime nyika ya South Africa wa Aaron Motsoaledi. Pamwene bazirabo kusunga kuburitsa munyika iyi kana kuchengetedza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvine magwaro eZimbabwe exemption permit asisashandi kusvika nyaya iyi yapera kutongwa kumatare. Mutongo uyu wapiwa panyaya akakwidzwa kudare nemasangano anosanganisira Helen Suzman Foundation remSouth Africa rakamirira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvine magwaro eZimbabwe exemption permit akaguma kushanda. Izvo zvakanga zvatarisana nekudzingwa munyika iyi. Mutongo uyu unoti nyaya iyi inofanirwa kunzwikwa mudare mukati memwedzi gumi nemiviri. Izvi zviri kuuya panguva iyo hurumende yeSouth Africa yakanga yawedzera nemwedzi mitanhatu upenyu hwemagwaro eZimbabwe exemption permit kusvika kupera kwazvita wegore rino. For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, Diaspora Forum, and we are discussing the Pretoria High Court ruling on Zimbabwe exemption permits and calls by some politicians for Zimbabweans in the diaspora to go back home and vote in the general elections in August this year. Joining us right now to discuss the Helen Suzman Foundation court issue is Dr. Vusumuzi Siwanda, who is the president of the African Diaspora Global Forum, who is based in South Africa. Welcome to our show, Dr. Siwanda.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners, and thank you for inviting me.
You are welcome. We are also trying to bring in Advocate Gabriel Shumba from Zimbabwe Exiles Forum, who is also in South Africa. But as soon as we connect him on the phone, then he will be joining us shortly. But let me start with you, Dr. Vusumuzi Siwanda. We had the court ruling that came out of the Pretoria High Court. What do you make of this judgment?
Well, the court ruling is basically a vindication of the fact that people have been saying that the Minister of Home Affairs has failed, you know, to apply his mind in making the decision, and he failed to take into cognizance the origins, you know, of the dispensation permits and the reasons why they were issued in this.
Mm-hmm. And where does this leave the action that was done by the South African government, the extension of the life of Zimbabwe exemption permits by 6 months to December, end of December this year?
Yes, I mean, what it means is basically that extension that was done by the Minister of Home Affairs, you know, up to December 2023, is now obviously going beyond to June 2024. And what that means in essence is that, you know, the decision of the Minister's extension has become invalidated because his decision has completely, you know, been now declared to be invalid and certified, you know, by the court.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Siwanda. Please do stay on the line. We are now joined by Advocate Gabriel Shumba from Zimbabwe Exiles Forum. Welcome to our show, Advocate Shumba.
Thank you, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much. We heard what came out of the Pretoria High Court, and there is a jubilation among Zimbabweans who are ZEP holders and based in South Africa. As an organization, you are also fighting for the survival of these ZEP holders. What do you say about this?
We are extremely delighted, and like everybody else with on the Zimbabwe exemption permit. We welcome the decision as evidence of the impartiality of the courts in South Africa. They indicated today that the decision which was taken to terminate the Zimbabwe exemption permit was done unlawfully, irrationally, and therefore is invalid. So what it essentially now means is that by that same token, nobody who is a holder of ZEP should be arrested, deported, or detained, pending what the court has said is to remit or a remitter or a reference back to the minister to make a decision regarding, one, the actual modalities of consultation, which was lacking right from the beginning. As you will know, many people, including civil society activists, have been saying that the decision to consult was taken after the termination itself, the termination of the Zimbabwe exemption permit. So we wholeheartedly welcome the decision. Though we would also want to caution, because there are two possibilities which come to mind. One is that the decision may be appealed to a higher court, which is the Supreme Court of Appeal, or two, the minister may choose to abide by the decision. One, I could outrightly say that even if he appeals, I think the state case or the case for the Minister of Home Affairs is very weak and possibly even hopeless. So I would suppose that maybe the practical way of approaching this is to abide by the decision. The decision now says, this ruling, that they must consult with ZEP holders, they must consult with civil society organizations, and they must consult with the public at large before taking any further action. So the decision to terminate is a nullity, but there are processes that should now be undertaken, which is to consult further and to get representation from stakeholders. So that is why our U and CRY all along has been to say that they need to engage stakeholders before taking certain decisions. So if they consult,
Yes, I wanted to ask that in the event that the South African government consults with the Zimbabwe exemption permit holders and the public as is required by this ruling, and if that happens, say, in a month, can the South African government still go ahead and make sure that Zimbabweans with expired Zimbabwe exemption permit permits are deported from South Africa, or they have to go back to court and have this reviewed?
No, it would be disingenuous if they consult within a month, because that would not be sufficient consultation. And in any event, if they do that within a space of time, which indicates that they are merely doing that to fulfill an obligation and not to substantively capture the various representations that may come from stakeholders, then it will again be a nullity. Plus, let's remember that there is a directive which extends from the ministry itself, which extends ZEP tenure to 31 December 2023. But the court has said, we give you a year within which to make such consultation. So any time which is short of that might be seen as a whitewash. However, having said that, the outcome of such consultation cannot be prejudged. But let's remember that we have stakeholders from that are interested within the ZEP community, those that are South African civil society organizations, the ZEP community itself. But on the other hand, we also have, for example, Operation Dudula. We also have the Truck Drivers Association, ATDF. We also have a lot of people that might make an input in this. And
at the end of the day, you might find that the outcome will favor those that are saying if you are beaten numerically, the outcome that will favor those that will say go ahead and terminate even after consultation. Mm-hmm. So we must also welcome this decision with a pinch of salt.
Yes, ndokumbira nerurimirwa amai Advocate Shumba. Takamirira kuti Dr. Sibanda vadzoke parunhare nekuti taita dambudziko nhare yavo yadonha. Ndaida kuti mutitsanangurire nerurimirwa amai kuti munoti nedanho ratorwa nedare iri uye zvinosiya papi vana veZimbabwe vana magwaro eZimbabwe exemption permits.
Igwaro rinofadza rinoratidza kuti matare emusouth Africa haanyanyovhunduka kuti tiri kuti minista vaita chitadzo kana kuti vakatadza pakumisa Zimbabwe exemption permit. Matare zvakare asingavhunduki yatinoti public opinion kana kuti munhu vazhinji vacho tazive zvakaita vana operation dzidzila vari kufunge vanotarira kuti mutemo unoti pamutemo vawana kuti zveshuwa zvakaitwa naminista zvanga zvisiri mugwara kana kuti zvanga zvisiri pamutemo. Saka izvi zvinhu zvinofadza tongoti vanhu vese vari paZimbabwe exemption permit nevamwewo vari kubvira kodzero dzavanhu ivavo. Saka chataudzwa nekoti now ndechokuti tidzokerai minista kuvanhu vamaide makataura navo pokutanga muzeye kuti pfungwa dzavo dzakamira sei padanho ramooda kutora, nokuti kune vana varipo, kune ivowo vane Zimbabwe exemption permit vabereki vavo vamwe vari kuinda kumabasa vachakanganisirwa upenyu. Asi tichidaro zvedu tofarira kudaro tinofanirawo kuvhunduka kuti minista vakati vava kuteedzera zvavai vaite vadzoke vachakonsulta kwete maZimbabwe exemption permit holders nevanogira kodzero dzavo chete asi namasouth africanwo vakawanda vanogona kuti ngazvitirasi. Saka ndopandinongotivhundusa ipapo kuti tie tichifanira kuva tichigamuchira tichivhunduka zvakare.
Thank you so much. Ndinotenda zvikuru Advocate Shumba. Thank you so much. You may be dismissed now. We are going to take a short break and then we'll come back and discuss the other issue where Zimbabweans are being called to go back home and vote in the coming elections. Let's take a break.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga. Silahlekelwe liqiniso ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
For those that have just joined our show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Tonight on Live Talk, we are now talking about the calls by some politicians for Zimbabweans in the diaspora to go back home and vote during the August elections this year. We are now joined by Ms. Barbara Gwangwara from the CCC party, who is based in the United Kingdom. And we also have Dr. Masimba Mavaza from ZANU-PF and also in the United Kingdom. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Jonga. And good morning, good evening, good afternoon, Zimbabweans all over the world.
Thank you so much, Ms. Gwangwara. And Vama Vaza Magadiku.
Tiro wapenyu baba zise.
Aiwa, tiro wapenyu zvikuru. Tino tangane kuremekedza madzimai. Totangane kuisa mvunzo kuna amai Gwangwara kuti takanzwa mutungamiri webato renyu reCCC mukupera kwesvondo vaNelson Chamisa pavaitaura vari kuJamestown muJohannesburg, South Africa, vachikurudzira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika ikoko nekunze kwese kungava kuno kuAmerica nekupi chero vanokwanisa kunge vachidzokera kumusha kunovhota kuti vange vachiita izvozvo. Munoti nedanho iri tichiona kuti ikurudzirei kuti vanhu vaende kunovhota, asi paida kunge pakaitwa kurudziro yekutanga yekuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Amai Gwangwara.
Mashoko akanaka, ikurudziro yakanaka wajonga, but chandoda kutanga kutaura ndechekuti kurudziro yekuenda kunonyoresa yakaitwa zvichida maybe hamuna kuwana news dzachona. Takaita chirongwa chataikurudzira vanhu vari kuSouth Africa kuti vaende kunoregister, and vakawanda vakaregister. So ende vakawanda vachaenda kunoregister, vachaenda kunovhota kumusha. Saka izvi mashoko awa Nelson Chamisa angare yekusimbisa vanhu, kukurudzira vanhu kuti vasimuke. Tinoziziva kuti vanhu vanosimuka kana kuchinge kwataura munhu uye ari influential muchirungu, vanosimuka neuwandi. Ende tinoda kutenda nezvakaitwa naNelson Chamisa kuti vandoita kusangana nevana weZimbabwe vari kutambura kuSouth Africa, vari kushunguruzwa kuSouth Africa, vakatiza kuZimbabwe nekuda kwenhamo. Saka nhamo iyi inongopedzwa badzi kana vadzokera kumusha kuenda kunovhota. Matambudziko avo ese anopedzwa nekuvhota.
Zvinotenda zvikuru amai Gwangwara, rambai muri parunare. Dr. Mavaza, manzwa zvataurwa naamai Gwangwara pamusoro pekurudziro yakapiwa navaChamisa mukupera kwesvondo, vachikurudzira vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika kuti vadzokere kumusha vaende kunovhota. Havasi vaChamisa chete vari kutaura nyaya iyoyo kana kukurudzira vana veZimbabwe. Takanzwawo vakasukuere vachikurudzira, vakasevhi vakasukuere vanove vachakwikwidza musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika vakazvimirira vachikurudzirawo vana veZimbabwe kuti vadzokere kumusha vaende kunovhota, zvimwe chetewo nevakawanda vari kuitawo zvimwe chete izvozvo. Zvinhu zvamungataura vaMavhazi.
Chekutanga, chinhu chakanaka kuti mwana weZimbabwe ane kodzero yekuvhota aende kumusha kunovhota. Ndinofarira chaizvo kutaura kwavaChamisa vabva vasiyana nekupengereka kwaimboitwa makore apfuura pekungoti hei, hatiendi kuuyako, tipei simba rekuvhota tiri kuno. Aiwa, nyaya yediaspora voting is in the process. VaChamisa vasvinura vaona kuti aiwa, zviri nani, tikurudzire vanhu kuti handei, tinopopota tiri panzvimbo imwe chete, tiri kumba. Hazvibatsiri kuti tingochema kuti dai machinja mutemo. Mutemo haungachinjirwe iwe, asi iwe unofanira kushanduka kuti ufanane nemutemo. Saka zvinhu zvinokosha chaitwa, kana ino ndinokurudzira vana veZimbabwe kwese kwatiri kuti ngatibatanei tiende kumusha tinovhota, nekuti vhoti yako is very important and your vote is your secret. Saka 23 August aakusvika uyu, nyika yedu haingavakiwe nevhoti yako isipo. You need to be there, you need to vote, you need to support. Saka I do agree nema any other person ari kupromota kuti vanhu vaende kumba kunovhota. It's a very, and that's the way, and we promote the same, and we are saying we are kumusha neuwandu hwedu tigovhotirawo munangagotwara ndi vari pachikamu.
Amai Gwangwara, manzwa zvataurwa, or let me switch to English for the benefit of those who do not understand Shona. You heard what Dr. Mavaza said. He said that this is a good move that President CCC President Advocate Nelson Chamisa did, calling for Zimbabweans to go back home and vote instead of Zimbabweans in the diaspora demanding that they be allowed to vote from wherever they are. What do you take about that?
I'm actually surprised because Dr. Mavaza, if I'm not mistaken, he is a lawyer. And the diaspora vote is in our constitution. It's not that Chamisa is mad when he says we need a diaspora vote. It's not only him. We, the people that are in the diaspora, have been pushing for this diaspora vote because it is our right. We are Zimbabweans in the diaspora. It is our right to vote
wherever we are, because even other countries, they do vote Jonga. So to say Chamisa was lost in advocating for the diaspora vote, Chamisa knows the law. The constitution clearly states that we are entitled, people in the diaspora are entitled to vote. It's a constitutional right. So there's nothing wrong in that. But then, because we know ZANU-PF does not want a diaspora vote, because they know Kuti, the majority of the people that are in the diaspora, they ran away from the mismanagement or the misgovernance. Yes, ZANU-PF, they ran away from that. So they will never vote for ZANU-PF. Only a handful, those that are eating in the ZANU-PF, the likes of Wanamavaza, they will only vote for ZANU-PF if they're given an opportunity to vote in the diaspora. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the people in the diaspora, they will not vote for ZANU-PF because they are people back home.
We are supporting them
because there are no jobs in Zimbabwe. They are suffering. The inflation is too high. So no one who is sane in the diaspora will ever vote for ZANU-PF if we are given that diaspora vote.
We are now joined by Professor Rikim Mukonza, a political analyst based in South Africa. Professor Mukonza, we are discussing the calls by politicians for Zimbabweans in the diaspora to go back home and vote this coming election. And they suggested that this is better that Zimbabweans go back home and vote instead of Zimbabweans in the diaspora demanding that they be allowed to vote from their bases. What do you say about this?
Thank you very much, Mr. Kandemire, and good evening to your listeners. I think the call for people in the diaspora, particularly those from neighboring countries of Zimbabwe, to go back home and vote are not genuine calls. I think they are calls by people who know, because they are being, these calls are being made by the government. And like the previous contributor said, these are people who know that a majority of the people who have gone out are people who have preferences other than that of the ruling party. And therefore, they are saying this, what they are saying, because they think it's the right thing to say. But I don't think
Before you go further, Professor Mkonza, the calls were made by Advocate Nelson Chamisa of CCC and Mr. Xavier Kasukwere, an independent presidential candidate, even though the government has been urging Zimbabweans to go back home and vote.
Oh, yes, they all say the same thing, but I wanted to focus more on the government, because I think government has a particular perception about people who are in the diaspora. Which that perception could be true, because many people who are in the diaspora don't prefer the ruling party, because they believe the ruling party is the one that is responsible for their movement from their home country to wherever they are. Advocate Chamisa, even Xavier Kasue, can make those calls because they would know that people in the diaspora would prefer an opposition,
whatever it
may be.
Thank you, Professor. Yes. Thank you, Professor Mkonza. Time is not on our side. Let me give Dr. Mavaza an opportunity to respond. Dr. Mavaza, 30 seconds. Respond.
In quick, actually, Barbara is a decorated liar. The Constitution of Zimbabwe states that citizens who have reached the age of 18 years may vote in local and national elections. And then the Electoral Act explains who are those who are to vote. And it says the Constitution of Zimbabwe says that citizens who have reached the age of 18 years may vote. But however, Section 23 of the Electoral Act says that
thank you so much.
Who can vote.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mavaza. And, we have to say thank you, to Ms. Barbara Gwangwara of CCC, Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, and Professor Ricky Mukonza, a political analyst. We have come to the end of our show today. Wish to thank all the listeners out there. Let's meet again in our next shows. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, D.C., saying good night.